What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the My Side of the Block podcast, the best sports podcast on this side of PA. But before we get started, guys, I just want to give a shout out to our brand new sponsor. If you haven't heard of them before, their name is Colors on Parade. If you're asking what that is, you got a car, right? Most of us do. Well, they are a body shop on wheels. They specialize in bumper painting, bumper repair, scratch removal, you name it. If you got a car, it's not looking fresh, you need some paint done, give them a call. They get it done. They're located just outside of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area in Montgomery and Bucks County. Their owner's name is Mike McMonagle. If you guys are looking to get your car looking fresh, looking new, give them a call at 610-618-9335 or check them out on social media at Colors on Parade. Get your car looking fresh. We all know that our society relies on our future, right? That's why the BKO Youth Movement is now sponsoring the Power of Fitness podcast. If you guys haven't heard of them before, they're a youth charity organization located in Norristown, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia, with the goal to help as many kids as they can. They put together workouts, charity foundations, you name it, to help kids, to help our community, and to make our youth better. So go check them out on social media at the BKO Youth Movement, and shout out to them for sponsoring the podcast. I got a question for you. Do you like pizza? What kind of question is that? Of course you like pizza. Everybody likes pizza. But that's why you got to check out Purifier Pizza, located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. It's the best pizza in the area. The name Purifier, not only is the name of the building, the company, but it's the name of the pizza. Best pizza in the area. So check them out. They're located on 99 Market Street, number 4, Collegeville, Pennsylvania, 19426, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, just inside of the Providence Town Center. If you're looking for some amazing pizza, some great salads, check them out. Purifier Pizza. Their number is 484-961-8442. Go check them out and get the best pizza in the area.
What's poppin'?
Who you?
Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. This shit sound like an intro jet song. Give me that tempo. Told Pooh he'll fool with the shit. Told her don't let her friends know. In the Ville and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the best sports podcast in Pennsylvania. Now today, we aren't talking about football. Go figure. I know we've been doing a lot of football lately, but, you know, that's just what we're about right now. Football season's hot, and that's what we talk about. But we want to talk about our favorite subject, something everybody in the Stoop Life loves. Per poll, we did a poll, and they like it. It was right up at the top, I believe. So we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about the UFC. We're going to start off with one of the best fighters of all time, but one of the biggest head cases of all time as well. And we're talking about John Jones, if you didn't know who I was talking about. So, I mean, listen, I want to ask you this question before we get started. Do you ever think John Jones will come back and fight?
At a certain point, the UFC might actually need him to, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's still John Jones. He's arguably one of the highest selling pay-per-view fighters. I mean, you got to bring him back. Like, when it gets a little stale, like, let's see, Khabib's going, Conor's out for a while. Your sales are gonna drop.
Yeah,
like, I don't think Dana realizes. Yeah. Like, oh, he should. He's a businessman, but your sales are dropping.
He's a little cocky. He thinks something's always gonna pop up, and it's all like, oh, whatever I promote is gonna be good. But the problem is, all the guys that are actually really good that people want to watch, he doesn't want to promote them. He doesn't want to promote Kamaru Usman. You know, he doesn't want to promote him
because he is the pound for pound king right now.
Bro, like, if you watch that guy fight, why wouldn't you want to promote him? He's a brutal, like, he's just, like, I don't know anywhere, he's brutal. I love watching. Yeah. And he's, the only reason, like, I'm surprised that's not all over, like, ESPN and UFC apps right now, because he is fighting Colby Covington next, so I figured that would be on. So I think you're right, like, they need John Jones to come back, but the problem is, I don't know if John Jones is mentally capable of doing a fight camp. I mean, clearly, he can't even just do it, like, just to gain weight, just to be there regular, he keeps fucking up.
I think he needs to leave New Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
as much as I hate to say that, because that's his place, man. That's where what made him was New Mexico.
Well, you know what the problem? He needs
to go to a place like fucking, you know, like fucking Alaska or something.
He needs to do what the I hate to say this, but he needs to do what the Paul brothers did and go to like a different country. Like he went to Puerto Rico. Because, like, you got to think about it. Like, John Jones had all these issues, and what was always constant in his life? His training was. And you can go into the gym all the time, but you're not in there all the time. You still go out and party. You're a millionaire. You know? You're famous. I expect him to do that, especially with his type of addictive personality, clearly, which he has. He's not in the gym all the time, so when he hangs out with the people that are local, they're just going to say, hey, you're not prepping for a fight or something like that.
That too, and he lives in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know a lot of fighters who train where they live. Like, you know what I mean? Boxers, they take the warrior route, except for Floyd Mayweather, because he knows how to cut the distractions away. But he does, like, a lot of fighters, they leave and go to a different camp. Like, Danny Garcia goes to Miami. Terrence Crawford goes to Miami. Like, they leave. Adrian. You got to leave where you're at so you're not comfortable.
Yeah,
you don't ever want to be comfortable in camp.
I think that's his problem. I think he's so comfortable with what he does that he knows, like, he's so good at what he does that his trainers have been there forever. And arguably, they're the best training group, like, around of all time.
Yeah.
Maybe not at this current moment, but look at the people they've produced. So that I think that's why he lives there. But, it's like someone who goes to jail, okay? Like, someone goes to jail, they come back out, they go back to the city where they live. What happens? They get back into the same shit they're doing. That's just what happens. That's how it is, because most parts, like say we got banned from doing podcasts, right? And we stopped doing them. We're going to figure out a different way to do it somewhere else, even though we might get arrested for doing it if that's the case, you know? We're still going to try and find a way to do it, because we do it every day. Exactly. It's just natural. So I believe, like, his addictive personalities, drugs, now clearly alcohol, which no one ever really mentioned before, but maybe alcohol was the problem that was there the whole time.
It's something new, though. It's freaking me out. He has his domestic abuse charge, right? He just got hit with that, right? So I think he became depressed, right? Sipped the little song, got in trouble with it. Now, my thing is, he always fills a gap for his addiction. I think he's that good as a fighter. Like, usually a fighter's addiction is fight. I think he knows he's so fucking good that it's just like, Dana's not letting him fight yet. Like, why did you not schedule Ngannou versus Jones yet?
Why did John Jones not try and fight anybody?
He needs to break somebody's face.
Listen, you need to go in there regardless of what the pay is and let your fucking anger out. Because like you said, he's filling his addiction in a different way. And obviously it's not good, because I feel like he's the type of person that acts on impulse. And it's not good. His impulse is not good. because you know what's funny about that domestic abuse incident? Earlier that day, he was in Louisiana with Dustin Poirier promoting Dustin Poirier's hot sauce. And then later that night, he flew to Vegas with his boys, and then that happened. So it was like, well, what the hell happened in between that gap? What was he doing? That's why I saw it. I was like, wait,
who he has around him?
Exactly.
I'm used to his brothers being around, his family being around. I want to know who he has around him. You always gonna have that one guy capping you up, if you know what I mean. Like that one guy that said, "Come on, John, let's go have fun. Come on, man, don't worry about it. Let's go. You're John Jones. We ain't got to pay for nothing." Like, I wonder, like, I want to see his team. Like, I know John Jones' team through his brothers Johnson and Winkle John. That's the only things I know. Those are fighters and brothers. Who are his friends?
Exactly.
Who is he around? Like my boys will let me get shit-faced. They ain't going to tell me no. Especially if I'm making money, they ain't gonna tell me no. I'm the reason why they're in this club. That's how it would be. Like, it's not.
Yeah, the difference is, he needs
the lead.
I think that he hangs out with people. Like, you ever see the interview with Allen Iverson about how he lost all his money? And he's like, my friend stole it. And I'm like, no, you gave them too much leeway. And I feel like John Jones kind of did that. And I'm not gonna say it's wrong, because, you know, you grow up with people. You're their boys. That's what you want, right? But, like, there's at some point where you say, yo, he got two, three kids now. You can't have that shit in your life. Like, you got to know better. Like, you can't be going out getting shit-faced while you got to pick up your two kids and your fiance. Like, what are you doing? You know?
That's true with too. Like, you have a family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going straight. I don't get his why he needs to do this.
But what is it to be? It's not even just that. It's like, do you remember last year with the gun charge? That got swept under the rug because it's John Jones. Yeah. But it's like, how many things can you swipe under the rug for John Jones? No, you know, like, not even just the UFC. Like, how many can he do for himself to feel like he is actually, you know, worthy of being able to do fight or whatever? You know, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, how can he actually look at himself in the mirror and say, yeah, you know, I earned all this. Like, I just don't see it. Yeah. It's just me, I guess.
But you know what? I don't think he's hit an all-time low because everybody's always picked him back up.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this is step one. When Winklejohn's doing,
and
this
good.
Is step one. Exactly. Yeah. This is the step one. This is their saying. This is the way they're saying, listen, get your shit together. You're not allowed back in here. He can't train now.
Yeah. You know, the thing that worries me, though, is like a lot of times when stuff like that happens, you sink yourself lower before you go back up. So I'm just waiting for breaking news for him to do something else. I really am. I mean, I hate to say it, but like, I feel like he's that type of person. Where he's put it, so he put it on his Twitter, and he said, you know, it was a hard thing to, and then he deleted it. No, you should have just kept it up. Everybody already got it. You should have just kept it up. Like, there's nothing wrong with your post. Put it out there. You said it. Now you're trying to hide it. Now you're going to try and hide it behind closed doors. And we already know how you are impulsive on your addictions. So, I mean, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he did something else.
I mean, you remember the first incident was with the car crash?
Yeah.
Now fled the scene.
Yep.
That's the first thing, and it got swept. Nobody got hurt. Got swept under.
Pregnant woman. Money sorrowful. Left his money. Came back. Like, what the hell was he doing? Nothing. Yeah. Right. Famous ass. Imagine if me and you did that.
Oh fuck! We're done. We're in jail.
I'm in jail still.
We're paying a hell of a lot of fines. First of all, we're in jail.
They just said, "Oh, it's okay." Fled the scene of an accident. Came back. Got money. Oh, don't worry about it. We don't know. We don't care what the money was for.
I believe he gave fake insurance information, sir.
Yep.
Like, come on, man. Like, that's... Failed, he got away with it.
Failed two drug tests for steroids and cocaine. I mean...
how much more... To me, it's how much more can he do? But I think this is a start. He can't train.
Yeah. And I hope he turns a leaf because I'm not going to tell you. Like, earlier in my... Like, from 20 when he started, that dude... First time I ever saw that guy fight, I was like, that dude's going to be a champion. Because just the way he fought, I was like, I never seen anything like it. And I still haven't seen. I mean, there's a couple fighters out there that can emulate him.
Yeah.
But how many fighters do you see do like his elbow or his oblique kick? Like, I don't see that shit.
He's
unbelievable. So, I mean, hopefully he gets his shit together because it's a shame to see all that talent and just, you know, it's a shame. I mean, it is what it is. But I want to talk about something else, too. And we're on the topic of, you mentioned it already. You said Jones versus Ngannou. Now, how about this whole situation that's going on with Francis Ngannou? Have you read into it with what's going on with him in the UFC? Mainly
after I saw that he's borrowing money to train, it pissed me off.
So, do you know the whole story about it, though? About actually what happened?
No, I didn't look into it.
I'm going to break it down. So, when John Jones was saying he wanted to fight Francis Ngannou, remember he was saying he wants money.
Yeah.
There's all these rumors going around of how much money he wanted. They're saying like 15, 20 million, whatever. So it was like 30 million at one point. He's like, I didn't ask for 30. It was probably 15. No lie. Yeah. So Francis Ngannou, you remember he came out and he said, pay him. We're going to make you more money anyway. Everybody wants to see that fight. And he never once said, pay me 15 million too.
Yeah.
So he was basically saying, pay John Jones because I want to fight him. Because, you know, Francis Ngannou came from, he was living on the streets, came, now he's the heavyweight champion in the world. So at the time that happened, Dana White, you know, you talk back on Dana White about money, he doesn't like that shit. He don't like you telling Jorge Masvidal, all that shit. Remember? He'll lean you back in, but at first he pushed you the hell away. So at the time, it was about a month after he fought Francis Ngannou and beat him for the title. Do you remember when it came out, it was Derek Lewis versus Cyril Gane for the interim heavyweight title.
Yeah.
So they announced that maybe like 2 weeks after Francis Ngannou came out with the pay thing. And that's Francis Ngannou's camp had no idea about it. They had no idea about that. Dana White went, all right, well, fuck you, and went under his under the rug, behind the back, and said, we're going to schedule this. Francis Ngannou showed a message. Look it up. He showed the message. He said, I can't fight on that date, but I can fight 2 weeks later because he hurt his hand. So if you're a heavyweight and you got a bad hand, you got to push it on. Dana White was like, nah, fuck you. He made the he would never do that to Conor McGregor. Like, Conor McGregor didn't fight for 2 years and didn't even have a title fight or an interim belt, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, that, that is ridiculous, so, when I think about it.
Yeah, so what happened now is that, if you know Francis Ngannou, he was living and training at UFC headquarters in Vegas for free.
So he kicked them
they up. Do that for the athletes, and they don't pay him a lot. So Francis Ngannou was making, we'll bring up the numbers later, but chump change. Chump change he was making. Yeah. Let's just put it that way. When I say chump change, I mean it's like there's some people that are out there on my Instagram that have a daily job that makes more than he makes. Okay? Which should not happen. This dude's a heavyweight champion of a world of professional sport that goes worldwide that generates billions of dollars. Should never happen. Okay? So he was training there, and when he did this and when he blasted Dana White, this is what happened recently. Dana White kicked him out of the UFC training. So now that's why he has to pay for training and find training. He made shit money. Like, they're like, oh, well, he's famous. They don't make that much money, man. And that's what we're going to talk about right now, about that shit. Like, if anybody actually went into the gym and did any type of training for UFC, jiu-jitsu, boxing, you know how hard it is. And you know how time-consuming it is. So, like, they think, oh, well, they made $30,000 for a fight. That's great. That's not. Think about it. They made $30,000 for 9-10 months of training. Like, people get that at McDonald's, okay?
I know.
And they ain't working like that. And they're not paying trainers on top of that. You know, they're taking 10-15% out of that. So I don't know the exact number. Everybody's different on what they pay, you know, their gym, their trainer fee, their promotional fee, whatever it is. And with the way the UFC is now, they're not – remember back, like, in the mid-2000s, you could get promotions from different companies. Now you have to use what they use, and it took a lot of money out of people's pockets. Because remember, you'd have people out there sponsored by, you know, Nike or, like, whatever, different shit. Now it's Venom. That's it. Venom and Monster. They don't even let them sponsor Monster anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, right? Now, think about that. I remember when Reebok first came. Remember how much the fighters hated Reebok?
It was horrible.
They couldn't have their sponsor sponsoring.
Exactly.
Like, it's fucked up.
So I remember seeing a number on it. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to go off of what I kind of remember it being. They said that on average, the fighters lost about 65% of their pay because 65% of their pay was coming from promotion. Now, if you know anything about professional sports and how they get paid, 65% should be the other way around. If not more, you should be getting base salary should be about 65% of whatever sport you're in, and it actually is, except in the UFC. So imagine you going to work trying to provide for your family, and now you lose 65% of your pay like that. And you can't do shit about it. It's your sport. You have a contract with the UFC, and they say, sorry, we're going to keep this portion of the contract of your pay, but your contracts are all gone. It's crazy, dude. That's what they did. That's what Dana White did. You
know, it's kind of boxing's bad. Don't give me. It's twisted. Boxing's twisted. But Dana White is a thief.
He is, dude. Because if you look at the bottom line of sports industries, listen, they make a lot of money. But the majority of them, they give back to the players.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
not every player is making bank, but overall, as a league, as a whole, they're making good money.
Yeah.
And Dana White is making more money than every single UFC fighter combined. And he's not the owner. He's a part owner. That's insane. Like, I get it. He should make more money than a lot of the fighters, if not all of them. But not all of them combined. Like, that's insane, dude. Like, think about that. That's crazy.
That is.
Like, Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell, what, make what? Like, $20 million? He makes more than some players.
Make more than his players.
And no, like, there's not even anybody, not even Conor McGregor makes as much money from the UFC as him. I'm adding him in, and he makes a lot when he fights.
Yeah.
So, like, these fighters that are coming out talking about pay, it's ridiculous. Let me break something down for you right now. So, the way the pays work, you know, they all have their players union and stuff like that. Mm. Obviously, boxing has one, but they don't have the numbers on it because there's too much events, shit like that. So I'm not sure what it is. But the four major sports. So we're going to start with the number one, Major League Baseball. They make 51%. So of all the revenue, the TV, this includes the TV deals, the commercials, everything. Of all the revenue that they generate, the players make 51%. That's good. They're winning. Okay? The NBA, they just signed a new deal last year, or 2 years ago, I think now. Before, it was right before COVID. They used to be at like 26%. They're at 51% now. That's why you see these guys are like the 13th ranked player on the team making these $100 million deals. Because they up the money. But that's why they put a limit on how much each player can make. Because they're trying to make sure each player in the league can make a certain amount of money. That way, like, it's not like baseball where you sign Albert Pujols at the time when he signed for like $300 million and the next highest player in the league was like $105 million, some shit like that. Like, that's a little crazy. Like, baseball's a little crazy with it. But still, NBA, 51%. Next up, you got the NHL. NHL doesn't promote. They don't make as much money overall from the bottom line, but they make 50%, right in the middle. They split it. All the players in the NHL make 50% of the revenue. That's great. Then you got the NFL. And Tom Brady actually called them out on this year because they decided to sign the agreement 1 day short of when they could have got way more money. And when I say way more money, they're making 48%. If they would have waited 3 more days, look it up, 3 more days when it expired and they could have vetoed it, it would have been 51%. But they were greedy. The players were greedy. They wanted their money at the time because the season was about to start. And all the COVID stuff was going on, so they wanted to make sure they just got it. I don't blame them at all. I really don't. But if they waited 3 days, they could have made a lot more money. Not this year, but going forward.
Yeah.
So 48% for the NFL. Now that brings me to the UFC. UFC doesn't make as much as those three, but they make a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
How much do you think of the revenue of the entire, every event, the UFC fighters make?
17.
16%. That's insane, dude. 16. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to point out something here that makes this number lower. There's a lot more fighters than there are athletes in all these other sports.
Yeah, but that's true as well.
That doesn't mean the number should be lower. Okay? Yeah. It just means it should be divided differently. Yeah, it should be divided differently. You know, like 16% for the total revenue? That's insane, dude. And they're I don't know exactly how much they're making. I'm pretty sure they made $600 billion last year, the UFC, something like that. Might have been $600 million or something. I don't remember exactly. And I'm saying they're making 16%. Dana White's making 100 like some million.
He's a thief. He's a fucking thief.
It's insane, dude. It's
why do you think he loses fighters? He's a thief.
I mean, look, like if there's anybody out there that's listening to this and doing, you know, UFC, I give them props because, like, it's fucking hard. And they probably got to work side jobs and make money to cover their training, dude.
Most of them do.
It's insane.
Most of them do.
And that should not
happen. I can remember on the Ultimate Fighter, there was a fighter that was there. He kind of felt like a zombie. He's from Jersey. He was a Jersey guy, right? I forgot. I keep on forgetting because he came back for the other season. Oh, he slipped my mind, but he was selling gumball machines to make ends meet.
I remember you talking about. He was the crazy dude with the hair.
He's nuts. But he's from Jersey, like, and he's like he takes all the damage. Like he was a very exciting fighter to watch. About. He finally got to the UFC, and he still got to sell gumball machines.
It's insane, dude. I mean, it's like that's why, like, I don't know. All I'm gonna say is, like, if you want to be a professional fighter, do boxing. Like,
yeah, and that's something. But it only takes a couple fights for you to get your name right. Like Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, and let's say, like these young guys. Back in the day, they weren't making this money.
No, but you gotta remember, they unionized and it took decades to get it.
Yeah.
Where,
yes,
like the UFC, they're not even allowing them to do the union. Like, they're not they're like finding them. Do you remember when DSP was trying to do it? And they pretty much like, hey, nix that shit real quick. And that was DSP. DSP is one of the, you know, the most, he's one of the elites. And they were like, nah. So, I mean, I don't see it changing. I don't see it changing for the UFC because they're monopolizing their athletes. And you look at all these other ones, like the PFL, Professional Fight League, a couple of them, they pay right. Bellator pays right. Why are they paying? They don't have as many fighters, but why are they able to pay all of their fighters significantly better from the bottom up than the UFC is?
I agree. Like, why is, like, you can even tell because look at MVP. Why is he not in the UFC? Why is Douglas Lima not in the UFC? Why did it take Eddie Alvarez this long to get to the UFC? Why is Michael Chandler just having two? He has two fights in the UFC already. That's it. Yeah. He's going to be 6 years old.
You know, like, why? You got it. So they're trying to make their money first.
Yeah. And that's good that you caught on what I'm saying, because that is what they did. Like, Michael Chandler, Eddie Alvarez, guys like that, they grinded out the fights in the other leagues to get their bread. Bellator paid them nice.
Absolutely.
As much as Scott Coker, I think, is an asshole, too, pays his motherfuckers.
Hey, you can be an asshole if you're paying your guys. I mean, you got to be an asshole to do that. Yeah.
An MVP, like I said, like, as much as, like, Michael Venom Page, right? He needs to be a UFC fighter. Let's just be real. He needs to be in the UFC. But he ain't going nowhere.
Nah.
He just won a strap.
Why would he?
He ain't going nowhere. He's making money. I'm not even looking at the UFC if I'm in. Especially if I'm seeing my friends. Like, he has friends in the UFC.
Absolutely.
I'm seeing my friends not be paid. I'm staying right where I'm at.
100%.
Like, you mentioned the PFL. PFL wasn't even huge years ago. PFL was in shit years ago. And now fighters are going there and fighting.
You know, it's funny. I know two fighters. They actually were in the UFC. They weren't doing too good. They got cut. They went to PFL, and they're making more money. And it's like, hey, I guess it wasn't such a bad thing sucking. And it's not that you saw.
The way I see, like, Dana White running this shit is like the mafia.
Oh, absolutely.
That's how I look at it. Like, I'm a big Sopranos guy, as you know. Like, he runs it like, listen, you're going to do what I want you to do. You're going to make me the numbers. But don't smack the hand that's feeding me. That's basically what he does. He's saying, I give you what you give and shut the fuck up. That's all he's saying.
Who's that one chick you posted before where she had to borrow money?
I was just about to mention her. Bro, she literally had to refinance her house. The fight she won was her life. She needed to win this fight. And not to mention, her husband's in the UFC, too.
It's crazy.
She had to win that fight to pay her house. Pay for her house, or she lost it. And she was in the UFC for five fights prior.
And you remember Dana White's response? Do you remember what he said?
Nah.
So she made $50,000 that fight, and she said, well, she made $50,000 in the last 18 months. And she was like, yeah, today. Like, if I would have lost, I would have had nothing. Like, you weren't paying. You were giving me – they were giving them, like, $5,000 to show up. That's it. For a UFC event. Like, are you kidding me? That's insane. How much did it cost for her to pay her trainers? How much did it cost for them to actually fly out there, stay there, give up their side jobs, whatever, pay for their kids to get watched, whatever it is? It's probably more than that. You're basically just, you have to fight to make a name for yourself, and you're just, that's it. Yeah. I'm sorry, it shouldn't be like that. So
That's why I do think these fighters going to the other leagues and coming to the UFC old is the best thing for them.
Yeah,
as shitty, as fucked up as that is, it's the best thing for them. They're going to be financially taken care of by the time they come to the UFC.
Yeah, you know, there's some fighters that want to do it because they just want to win. They just want to beat people up. But, like, at the end of the day, they, like, the majority of them want to get paid. So, I mean, if they don't make it to the top, it's... Imagine if Dustin Poirier never made it up to the top. What would he have done? You know, if you've seen his story, you know, he was dropped out of high school. He was, you know, he had bad history. He wouldn't, you know. I'm
saying Conor McGregor, for example, as well.
Exactly. I mean, like, I mean,
out there, like, he needed the fight.
He needed it. You know, it brings me to Sean Strickland. So last fight Sean Strickland fought, I never really liked the guy. I always thought he was like, he's just a headbanger. He just wants to get hit. After his last fight, they asked him because he got hurt and he came back. Okay. And they asked him, hey, we have a lot of younger mixed martial arts fighters that want to get in the UFC. What's your advice to them? And he said, my advice is don't come. And he literally said this. You got to look it up. He said, don't come to the UFC. He goes, if you want to make money, go fight elsewhere. That's what my advice is. And that's what he said after the UFC fight. And this is the
current ranked welterweight.
Yeah, I thought Dana White was going to blackball him. But yeah. He didn't. He gave him Luke Rockhold, so maybe he thinks Luke Rockhold is going to knock him out. But I thought he was going to blackball Strickland for saying that. But I guess he didn't say Dana White doesn't pay his fighters. So technically, he said the UFC. He said, yeah, you're not going to make money here. So, I mean, but it was true. And they kind of all looked at him like, oh, shit. Because, like, you already know what happens when you say that shit.
He's the first of many that should speak up, though. Like, imagine if Khabib came out and was like, yeah, I didn't get paid shit for my first couple fights.
The thing is, like, somebody like Khabib is never going to say that because to him, making $20,000 is a lot. You know, like, that's a lot for him. Like, for me and you to spend 6 months fighting and make $6,000, that ain't shit. I'd rather go do my day job. Like, why? Wow, exactly. I'm getting fucking my day job. My body, I can't even move, and I'm getting punched in the face, and I might not win. Like, I'm good, bro. Like, I'm good. Because, like, everybody that's in this, they're all good. You know, you might be better than them in something else, but they're all good. It's like when you see these NBA players and, you know, we sit there and we're like, Ben Simmons, he fucking sucks. And you're like, yo, can you imagine him playing at LA Fitness? Like, he would whoop our ass. He's shown it.
Kill him.
But, like, yeah, it's just amazing. Like, these guys are in the case, or women, they're all great. But, like, there's just levels to this shit, man. And it's like, you never know, man. You might have a bad day. You might have something going on in the morning that fucks up your routine, and you go and you lose. And you not only lose the fight, but you lose 50 grand that you needed. And it shouldn't be like that. They should all have a base salary where they show up and they can actually make a living out of it. I'm not saying give them all a million, but...
This is a league, man. If you have a six-fight contract, you need to have a base salary. I do agree with you. It's not just a bunch of guys, like, you know, they're pulling from the streets. Like, boxing doesn't have leagues. They have sanctions, but they don't have leagues. Like, there's no UFC over boxing. There's no Bellator. These are guys that are just signed with certain promoters that fight each other. Exactly. But they get their money. Now, UFC, this is a league. One league doesn't have a base out.
Exactly. Like, and that's what I was pointing out in the beginning. Like
when you sign that contract, you should be looking for numbers at this point. Those guys are just signing the contract to see, I have six fights to prove.
Yeah, and then you know what
I
mean?
Like, I can lose by some bullshit.
Yeah, like, you know, and it's like Dana White suckers them into signing. They get like a 5-fight contract, and 5 fights is a lot. Like, look at John Jones right now. Like, somebody said to me the other day, if I was Dana White, I would cut John Jones. And I said, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Why would you cut John Jones? Like, theoretically, you say, hey, he's bad image. Cut him, right? No, don't work like that. You ain't going to allow that guy to go make money somewhere else. But on John Jones's area where he's looking at it, he's probably like, fuck, how do I get out of this? You're John Jones. There's no way out of it. Like, they're not another organization is not paying that fee that Dana White's asking, because they're not gonna. He's gonna average out the amount of money that he made on like 5 of your best fights, and that's what he's gonna ask for. You're never gonna get it.
He damn sure isn't gonna pay his way out. So
no, he's never gonna have it. So it's like, not only do they not make a lot, if they argue it, they have to fight anyway to get somewhere else. So they're fucked. So I want to bring this up. So there was one fight in UFC history so far to date that went above the 16%. Do you know what fight that was and how high it was?
Can I get a year at least? There's a lot of fights.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what fight it was.
There's
one fight that went above 16%.
Khabib and Conor.
It was Khabib and Conor, and it went to 17%. And mind you not, Conor McGregor made $15 million that fight.
Wow.
And Khabib made $2 million. So think about that. Khabib was the title contender. It was dominating people. He made $13 million less than Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
If you go look at that event, look at the pace, The next highest pay was $250,000.
So because of that main event, they took the money. I took money out of their pocket.
But that's but that was the only reason.
He shouldn't care.
It was only one. It's insane, dude. In UFC history, there's only 7 fighters that made over $1 million in their career. Do you know who they are?
In one event?
No. So there's only 7 fighters overall. Not in one event, just overall in their career that made $1 million for a single fight or more, $1 million or more. Do you know who they are?
Probably Anderson Silva. Probably gonna say Conor McGregor.
Yep.
I'm probably gonna roll with. I was about to say Stipe, but I don't think so. GSP. Yeah, yep. Put GSP in that.
Yep.
DC probably didn't, but maybe DC.
DC was not on there.
Really? Bigsman? Did he?
Nope, not on there.
Yeah. Holy shit, I'm thinking about big fighters that know how to promote themselves, too. So far, I got, 5, right?
Yeah, you said Conor, GSP, Jones, Khabib, and Silva. You got 2 more.
I got 2 more.
I'll give you 2 more guesses. Who you got?
My heart wants to go with one of the Diaz boys, but I highly doubt it.
Diaz.
Oh, well, I'm right?
Diaz got Diaz made $1 million for his, one of his Conor McGregor fights.
Yeah, Nick and okay. Shit.
I mean, you're on the right trail.
I want to say Donald Cerrone too, but he fought so much.
No,
so I don't know if there's a million in there.
No, so it was also Dustin Poirier. So if you think about
Conor.
Fall Connor. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 fighters out of them 7 fought each other, and that's when they made it. So if it wasn't for Conor McGregor, the list would be at 1, 2, 3.
That's it?
Khabib didn't get paid $1 million for any of his fights besides the Conor fight. Anderson, it would have been Anderson Silva, GSP, and John Jones. That's it. That's crazy.
That's insane, dude.
We talked about this off camera. Amanda Nunes, you know, how many of main events she's been in kills people. The highest she's made, you looked it up, it was 450,000. That's not even close. Not even close.
And she hasn't lost a fight in probably 8 years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable,
and she has titles, she has straps in 2 divisions, which she owns both.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, even though she's a woman, you know, I get it, they want to pay the women less, which, like, people watch her fight. They watch her fight. God. It's not like the WNBA and NBA. Like, they actually watch Amanda Nunes fight. Like, people watch her fight. And that's the best she got.
Guarantee Ronda Rousey was paid 10 times more.
She didn't make $1 million, but I'm pretty sure she's higher. I'll look it up. We'll look it up after, which is it's insane, dude. I mean, it's crazy. You have a list, and I want to break the list down because I want to make a point off of that list. So let's get to that list you have.
Of the top 10, the top.
So you got the top 10 highest grossing fighters of all time. So
break down the top 10. Number 1, give me your top 5. What would you think?
So I already know you told me the 1, but I'm gonna go off what I would think. If I was guessing, I would say Conor, GSP, and Silva. They'd be my top 3.
They're in there. They're definitely in there. But you know who number 2 is, right? I told you who number 2 is, right?
Yeah, you said it. I don't remember, though.
Alistair fucking Overeem.
That's right. That's insane.
But he had to fight 20 times to get that.
And there was a lot of title fights.
A lot of title fights as well.
I'm curious to see what his highest pay was, though.
Yeah, I gotta go back and see. I guarantee his highest pay was against JDS.
Definitely.
I guarantee.
Alistair Overeem, number 2. That's crazy. And think about it. He wasn't in the UFC this whole time.
He wasn't. He has, 60 fights?
Yeah, and he was 25 fights in the UFC, which is a lot.
He probably fought 45 times in the UFC. You're right about that. Can you give me somebody who you think is on the list, but, somebody random who you think made a lot of money, and I'll tell you if they're on the list.
Somebody who made a lot of money.
I'll give you a random
Anthony Pettis.
Nope.
No? Wow. You know what? What about Diego Sanchez?
Nope.
Frankie Edgar?
Actually, yeah, but and he's the number 19th highest paid. Yeah.
Wow. He's not top 10.
4.5.
Donald Cerrone got to be on there then, right?
Donald Cerrone's on there. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that dude's. What about Matt Brown?
Nah.
No, and he fought the most UFC fights ever, and he's not even on the list.
Yeah, that shows you how much to pay.
That's insane.
But people random name. Lyoto Machida.
He's up there.
4.5. He makes He's the number 9. He's the number 18th. He makes more than Frankie Edgar.
Wow.
And Stipe Miocic.
Wow. I mean, I guess he was hot back in the day.
Yeah. For a minute. For a second. Brock Lesnar is sitting at number 14. He hasn't fought in years.
Brock Lesnar's number 14. Actually, he had to have made $1 million per for a fight. He probably just wasn't on the list I saw.
I don't know though. That's the thing.
He had to. It was Brock Lesnar. I don't know. You're right because he got knocked off of UFC 200 for steroids.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. He went out of it, and that's shocking. I didn't even think about him. That's actually very shocking.
Now, Vitor Belfort 5.4. No.
He did fight Anderson Silva, right? So, I mean, that's still shocking.
He fought a lot of,
like, title fights.
The one that kills me is shocking is Mark Hunt sitting at number 8 at 6.3.
He's at number 8?
Number 8.
Really?
He makes more money. Mark Hunt has made more money in the UFC than Donald Cerrone, Jiren Dos Santos, Daniel McCoria, Vitor Belfort, Andre Arlovski, Brock Lesnar. He's made a lot. He's the number 6 all time.
You know why, right? We just brought it up. Remember when he was trying to sue the UFC after the Brock Lesnar steroids?
Oh, that's true.
They probably started paying him after that.
He
probably made good money after that. He fought a couple times since.
How much do they have to fucking pay over there?
Yeah, that's probably why.
Like I said, like, the fact that Alistair Overeem is number 2.
So break down the top 5.
Top 5 is Connor sitting at 15 mil.
Okay.
Number 2 is Alistair Overeem at number 2 with 9.5. Khabib is sitting at number 3 with 8.6 mil. Anderson Silva is at number 4 with 8.1. Michael fucking Bisping is number 5 at 7.1.
So
that's the top 5.
I really want to know how Anderson Silva is not number 2 or 3.
He had the Nike deal. He had the body armor deal. Then he had the UFC. Remember, how many performances in the nights did he have? Like,
like 11.
How he's not number 3, maybe, is shocking.
Wow. I can see GSP. I understand why he's not up there, but I'm still shocked that he's not up there. But that brings me to my point. Where is John Jones on that list?
Number 7.
Unbelievable. So a guy who had 11 straight title defenses is number 7.
Say what you told me off camera.
Wow.
Say what you told me off camera about.
Oh, yeah. So this is what I was talking about. How you got a guy who is – we're talking about pay-per-view events. If you look at the top pay-per-view event sales, number 1 is Conor McGregor. Okay? Out of the top 5 events, he has 3 of the top 5. There is only one fighter that has 2 other fights in the top 5, John Jones. He has number 3, he has number 2, and he has number 4, which it was the Gustafsson fight and it was the Cormier fight. Okay? So, if you take Conor McGregor out of the UFC picture, John Jones has every single top 5 pay-per-view event of all time. And he's number 7 on the all-time paid list. And everybody wonders why the fuck he's complaining about not getting paid. I don't care what he does off camera and all the shit he does that we talk. If you bring him back and he makes money off of it, you make money off of him, it's only right that he gets his fair due. Exactly. And that's my opinion. And that he's number 7 on the list when he has 5 of the top 7. That's insane.
Yeah, I agree. Now, a couple of them here. They're on here because they fight a shit load. These guys fight more than boxers. You remember Donald Cerrone was fighting once a month at one point.
Yeah, he was.
If
he didn't give a shit about
out, he was fighting the next week.
Yeah, I think like last year he fought like three times, like in like a 4 month span, and he got knocked out like two of them. He still kept fighting. We're like, what is this dude fucking doing?
Like Nate Diaz, he looked. Yeah. I understand that. Stipe Miocic, he's number 20.
He should be higher.
He has the longest reign as a heavyweight champion.
You know, you mentioned him earlier. He's not on the list, Demetrius Johnson.
Oh my god! And it pisses me off because if anybody knows me, Demetrius Johnson is one of my favorite fighters of all time.
He's one of the best fighters ever.
And you talk about goats, if you go back and watch our first UFC podcast, when we talk about goats, Demetrius Johnson flies out of my mouth before I even say anything. He has to be in the conversation.
Now, you know, he lost some fights, shit like that. Dude was killing everybody. I get it, like he moved in a weight class, this and that, but yo, you find your weakness, you switch it up, and he found his weakness, switched it up, and dominated everybody. And he never got paid, which is crazy.
And he didn't lose to Henry Cejudo, though.
Yeah, but I don't think he lost either.
I don't think he lost.
Dana wanted him out.
Broken leg.
He killed him. I think he won the fight, and I think Dana White wanted him out, and that's why the judges. I'm not gonna knock Henry though, because Henry was good, but he wasn't Demetrius.
He fought Demetrius good the second time around after DJ dominated him the first time.
And then they gave it to him. And then what happened? They did a trade.
Yeah.
He was gone.
But that's why he lost.
Yeah.
Because I think he already had that. Eddie Alvarez and Demetrius Johnson, two guys who are, first of all, they're going to be UFC Hall of Famers, both of them. They've been around. I mean, say what you want about Eddie Alvarez being a, you know, like a punching bag or a guy who takes a lot of damage. He has a title in every single one of these promotions.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
He is. You know what's funny? It's like, remember how great he was and everybody was hype on him? And then Conor knocked him out and everyone's like, he's a bum! This is what I said earlier. It's like, how's he a bum? Like come on.
Nah, he ran into Conor, who was faster, a little bit stronger. Yeah. So,
and then when Dustin Poirier beat him, like, look at all of his losses, Eddie Alvarez's losses. They're all against great fighters. Like, there's no shame in any of his losses.
You can even go back to the Dustin Poirier fight. The first one, I think he was winning before the.
He was. He beat him in the head. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, then the second one,
he fucked up himself.
He did.
So.
He did. That's what happens.
He's a target.
Dude, he fell. Do you remember he fell in that fight? He tripped. Yeah. And Dustin hit him with a right, and it was like, boom. Hey, man, them little mistakes against fighters that are that good, it cost you. It could be a lot different, you know what I mean?
That's the man's name, who I'm shocked is not on here as well.
Trying to think of some champions. Dominic Cruz isn't on there either?
No.
Daniel Cormier is not on there?
DC's on there. DC's on there. He's sitting at number 11.
Is Shogun on there?
Shogun is on there.
What about, let's see, who else
was Scott Evans on there too.
I figured he would be on there. Rampage, is he on there?
No, shockingly not.
No.
This is crazy.
The thing is, because like a lot of them older fighters, like I'm thinking like a Matt Hughes or something, he's probably not on the list because they didn't get paid shit back then. What about Chuck Liddell or Randy Couture? Are they on there? I think they should. Really? I mean, Randy Couture got what, like 30 title fights?
Yeah, him, Randy Couture. I was looking for Matt Hughes as well, and as the first couple I was looking for, and nowhere to be found.
Wow!
As I'm sitting here looking, this is a legit site too. So.
Let's see. I know who they are.
Yeah.
Are they still fighting?
The next what? Six? Next five?
You said there was one specific person that's not on it that you were looking for.
Oh, no. I already said it. I already said it.
Kamaru Usman's not on the list yet, is he?
No.
But is Colby Covington on the list?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was.
He's not on the list.
Andre
Orlovsky, like, I get he fought a lot. He was a champion back in the day. But he made a lot of money.
He did.
5.4 million.
He fought, like, 32 UFC fights or something? Something like that. Yeah. Something crazy. Is Ronda on the list?
Ronda is not on the list.
Good, because I'm going to say she fought like, what, 8 fights?
Not a single female. Not a single female is on the list.
So on the number 20, what was the number 20's money? What was it?
4.4 mil.
Okay. I mean, if you think about it, if you do a job for a living, for a life, and you made 4.4 million, you did okay. How long did you do that job for? Who was it? Who was on the bottom?
Stipe Miocic.
I mean, no. That's not good at all. That's not even, no.
You see what I mean?
You know, if it would, like, even like a Cerrone on there, like the amount of times that he had to fight to make that. What's his money?
Donald Cerrone? 6.15. We'll do 6.15.
I'm going to look up how many UFC fights he has. All right, so he has.
He has to have at least 20,
35. 20 so we're going with 6.5 million?
Divided by, 35.
$185,000 and change per fight. That's horrible.
Oh my.
Considering the fact that obviously he made less than that for fights, and because he had a couple title fights and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That is bad. That's horrible. He's had fights of the night. He's had knockout of the night, performance of the night. He's had a lot of awards behind him.
You know, like.
That Diego's not on here either.
That's why me too. That's why I was, you know, I mean, like $185,000 a fight. I mean, he probably made out okay. Yeah, you know, he was doing good. But, like, for doing what he did and, like, the amount of fame he had, that says a lot, dude. I mean.
Yeah.
Just for all the if he did 3 fights in a year, which he did, and he got knocked out twice, he didn't even make a mil. Yeah.
Like, you got knocked the fuck out twice.
With, like, I'm curious to know, like, how much are they paying in, like, insurance and shit, like health insurance? It's got to be extremely fucking high.
That's another thing to dive into. What's the insurance plan?
Yeah. It's probably like, oh, you're making 185. We need fucking 60. Like, think about it, though. Like me and you, like, look, I got a fucked up knee and a hand. My insurance a month is, like, $600. This dude's getting punched in the face every single day and can die like that.
Yeah.
What's his insurance plan? It's crazy. Like, you got, like, if you dive into these things that these fighters are paying for, it makes that pay so much lower, which makes it even worse. And that's I don't get it.
And they're putting their fucking health on the line every single fight.
Yeah, dude. You know, it's
the training camps. The people don't understand the fight life. A fight life is not a fun life. It's not a fight life.
I agree. There's a lot of people out there that sit there and say, oh, well, they're athletes. They shouldn't get paid that much. It's like, no, the amount of money that they generate should control how much they make. And it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't even come close. It's 16% of the 100. Where's that all that other money going? It's horrible. But, yeah.
It's fucking.
I don't got nothing else to say about the subject. But we're going to start diving into stuff like this more because I like doing this. Yeah. This is a good subject. I like doing it, especially talking about Jon Jones. We don't have any UFC fights coming up, though. Like, good ones, at least. Is it Halloween?
I think so.
The 30th. So, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. So, we'll be on that. I might have to throw a little something here.
All right. I like it. We'll do it, man. But other than
I don't like going to burn fights.
We'll do it. But other than that, yo, good talking, good numbers. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episodes and do not want to become a UFC fighter.
You do not. Go to boxing. Go to the good sport.
Go to boxing. Because how much did Wilder and Fury make? Probably a lot.
Oh, 15 mil a piece, I think.
You can beat my ass for 15 mil all you want. Plus my promotions. Oh, yeah, we're in. You need me to hold a Red Bull up? Yo, you need me to hold a Monster, a Red Bull, whatever the fuck it is, I'm holding it up.
Why do you think you ever noticed what you ever saw the press conference when Floyd was like, yo, he picked up the water. He's like, yo, they paying me? No. He put the water down. It was some random water. He was like, are they giving me a bag for, you know, holding this? No. Yeah. And he threw it. I was like, yo.
Exactly though. Like, yo.
That's what makes Floyd Mayweather a genius.
Yep. But it's true though, and I hate that the UFC fighters can't do that anymore. Because you remember they used to bring out their hats and their shirts. Now it's all the same. Yeah. And they're like, I lost. Now I made $5,000. My flight home cost me, you know, whatever. Family, shit like that. It's just bullshit.
You got to remember. You remember how, like, crowded the shorts on a UFC fighter was with sponsors?
Yeah, I had like, no problem with that, though. They got to make money.
I didn't either. I had no problem. I loved it. Boxers still do it.
Yep.
Boxers still fucking do it to this day.
You used to see, like, Shogun will come out with, like, all the crazy shit on his shorts.
Yeah.
Now, nothing. It's one logo.
Anderson Silva had the sickest yellow trunks with the black swoosh on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were vicious, bro. With the Monster Energy on the front. They were vicious.
They were sick.
Can't do that.
Can't even get that color anymore.
I know.
It's bad. All right, man. Well, good episode. Right, good talk. Thanks for listening, guys. And we will be back soon.
Peace out, birds. Go birds.
Patriots. All right. Bucks, not Patriots. What the fuck? Tom Brady ain't on that team no more. Too long, man. All right, brother. Peace out, guys. My swag, they keep jacking. I ain't doing no verse, quit asking. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshin', I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.